Okay, Jesse Huff is the general manager of the Radio Results Network, and not only for the Radio Results Network, but the network owns the entire building here, which was sitting vacant, Jesse, for many, many years. Tell me about the whole thought process by the radio station's ownership to buy this facility and then turn it into something for downtown Escanaba.
Thanks, Jack. We were in Ludington Post Suites for the past 33 years, and we just thought it was time to upgrade and to update our facilities. We were in a 3,000-square-foot facility, and it was very clear that we needed at least twice that space for our current operation. So we saw this building that had a radio station that hadn't been operating in the last 6 or 7 years, and we began negotiations and ultimately buying it. And for the past 18 months, we've been renovating, repairing things, we've added tenants, and the building has quickly come back to life under our direction.
It's rather unusual for a radio station to also be a landlord. Talk about that part of it, because it's opened up an opportunity for retail space in downtown Escanaba in what is amounts to a fairly a brand new actually facility.
That was one of our goals, is we wanted to own our building. We weren't necessarily looking to be landlords or to oversee other businesses, but the building lent itself to that, and because of the size, there was plenty of opportunity. We named it the Media Plaza intentionally because we wanted more than just our network of 10 radio stations here. So TV6 has joined our building, and they're here with us. And then we've also added a therapist and Treetop Threads, a t-shirt company, and then Reflection Salon is here also. And we still have room for 4 more tenants. When we find the right business and the right partners, we'll welcome them into our building as well.
How big is this facility, and just how much work has had to go into not only the radio part, but the entire building?
Well, it's a 21,000-square-foot facility, and to give you a reference, we moved from a 3,000-square-foot facility, so it's 7 times the size of what we're used to. The building had been vacant for the past 7 or 8 years. We haven't had to do anything structurally to it, but we have had to do a lot of remodeling, a lot of painting, a lot of upgrades. And that's been ongoing for the last 12 to 18 months. The neat thing about the project is we've been able to keep everything local. So we've invested almost $1 million in the last 2 years, but we've hired over 15 contractors and 15 people that have come in and done the signs and done the framing for our artwork throughout the building. And the cool thing is they're all from Upper Michigan. So all that money has stayed here right in the UP, primarily Marquette and Delta counties.